Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers. Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Every Monday at 5 o'clock following Cardinals football, not following the bye weekend, we talked to head coach Ken Wisenhunt. And today with Monday Night Football, I'm sure everything is going awry, is kind of skewed for a regular Tuesday. And coach joining us today here on Arizona Sports 620. Coach, first of all, good afternoon. How does things change dramatically? How different is your Tuesday from normal when you have a Monday Night Football game?
A lot more difficult, especially when you're playing an opponent that you don't know. You know, we haven't played Green Bay in a number of years. The personnel, their schemes, try to refamiliarize yourself with that. That usually takes a good part of your first day, which is Monday, and then you can work on game planning them on Tuesday. Now all that is compiled into one day, which makes it tough. You know, we did with the extra day last week, we did a little bit of work on Green Bay in advance. So it makes for a long, involved day.
Coach, the defense struggled last night. Why were the 49ers so effective on offense?
You know, Wolf, the thing that I would say where we struggled defensively was just tackling. If we make some tackles, you know, we're having a whole different conversation here today. And that's the thing. They had some big plays that were all runs after catch. I think that they caught a number of passes which were short passes and turned them into longer gains, which is not something that we've given up as far as runs after catches, because we've got good speed. So our focus this week is got to be on, especially in the back end, our defensive secondary, is tackling, getting those guys down.
With all due respect, because of the injury situation, and I know that has a dramatic part of this question, what can you do to try to improve the run game?
Well, we're going to always work to improve the run game. And we made progress the last 2 weeks, but we can, first of all, not go against the number one run defense in the NFL. That would help, like we did against San Francisco. But, you know, we got to keep working it. I think yesterday was more early in the game about missing a couple of blocks. And it's like we had a couple of different guys miss blocks. And that's not going to get you anywhere when you're going against a good defense. And we weren't able to stay with it. You know, a lot of times in games, you're not going to be perfect on every run, and you get a chance to come back to them and improve on it, or hit some and miss some. You know, a lot of times in run game, you have a 50-yard run and a bunch of 3-yard runs, and then you end up having a good day. And we didn't have enough opportunity to focus on the run because, number one, we didn't do a very good job blocking it, and number two, we got down in the game and we had to throw it in order to move the ball. So those were the combinations with yesterday. But there's no doubt we got to continue to work to get better with the run game.
Wiz, did you see any improvement in pass protection?
We had improvement in pass protection yesterday. And that's hard to say with 4 sacks. In fact, it's a bitter thing to say. But those 3 sacks that we gave up in the second half were, as much as anything, about situational and where it was with them coming after us. But we did some okay things in protection yesterday. But, you know, it's hard to sit here and say we did anything good after a game like last night. We got a lot of things we got to work on. You know, our players, we talked about it last night after the game. We had a bunch of players that came in here today and worked out. And, you know, there were a number of things that were discussed. And I think tomorrow when we go back to work, you know, our focus is going to be on getting better. Put this game behind us. Work on the things that we need to correct going forward and play better football this week.
Talking to head coach Ken Wisenhunt, usually every Monday. Coach, nice enough to join us on a Tuesday because of Monday Night Football last night. You addressed this during the press conference, but I don't know how many fans have had the opportunity to hear it. I heard Darnell Dockett's comments, and they sounded odd to me, and I was hoping you could put it in context, because it sounded like you went in to talk privately to the team, and then Darnell kind of told us publicly that you talked about guys in the training room getting healthy. But I didn't know if that's really what happened. Could you kind of tell a backstory a little bit of what Darnell was referring to?
Well, I didn't hear Darnell's comments. Darnell and I talked today, and we didn't even talk about that.
Okay.
So I know Darnell's very passionate about playing this game. You know, what we discussed in our meeting yesterday was we got to get some guys back. That's, you know, we've been banged up and nicked up this year. We don't want guys that are injured to play. Tom Reed and our training staff do a good job. But, you know, we need to get our best players back on the field and playing.
Wiz, as you know, being a former player, after you win 4 in a row and then lose lose four in a row, leadership in the locker room is going to be critical. Do you feel like you have those leaders that will help you fight your way out of this slide?
Well, you know, we'll find out, Ron. I think that we've got a bunch of good young men, a bunch of good veterans, a bunch of good young players. They want to win. You know, we're hurting too. I mean, I know our fans are upset. I know that, but, you know, don't think for a minute that our players and our coaches aren't upset and we're not hurting. It's not because we're not trying. And we got good guys. We don't have dissension in the locker room. We don't have players pointing the finger. We get to work. We're going to continue to work because we know we work the right way. We can make plays to win games, and that's the way we're going to approach it going forward.
Coach, on teams, and I don't know if you played on any or if you were an assistant coach on some, but on teams that do point fingers in tough times and teams that fight through it, what's the common denominator or what's the separation between those teams?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
I don't know if it refers to anything to do with your playing days or any time as an assistant coach, but on teams that you are familiar with that have pointed fingers at each other, that have struggled and not handled difficult times, what's something that separates those types of teams from the teams that do go through struggling times and stay together?
Well, I mean, I can't compare teams in different times. You know, the one thing I can say about our team is that I think we have a group of guys that want to win, that want to work hard and do it the right way. And, you know, with a couple of plays here and there, we got a chance to be better than 4-4. And that's the way we're looking at it. We understand that we haven't played as well as we need to play. We haven't made enough plays over the last four games, even though we've been close in a couple of them. And I think that our players believe, well, I shouldn't say I think, I know they believe that the way we work, the way we prepare, it works for us. We've got to do a better job in games of making those plays.
Wiz, how did you feel about John Skelton and his play?
Well, John didn't turn the ball over, which is one of the things that we really hammered home about going into that game last night. And, I mean, I think that we, obviously, when you don't win, you're critical of everything that you do. So it's easy to sit in judgment on a quarterback when you don't win. And John made some good throws. He missed some throws. But that's not uncommon for all quarterbacks in the league. But he's working to get better. He wants to be a good quarterback. And, you know, that's what you ask out of the guy.
Coach, how are you guys doing from the injury front? I realize it's early in the week, but what does it look like for Green Bay?
We'll have to see as we progress through the week. You know, we came out of the game last night not too bad. We got a couple of guys that today is the first day after the game. So, you know, a lot of guys came in and got checked out today, and we'll know more tomorrow in practice. But it's a short week. We got to make sure that we take care of the bodies because we're taking a long flight and playing a game on the road. So, you know, it's a tough week. And but we're not going to make any excuses. We'll see where we are tomorrow from a standpoint of how many guys can work and, you know, how banged up we are.
Coach, you mentioned it right there, the Packers, of course, going up and playing them at Lambeau Field. What are your thoughts on this team in general?
Well, I mean, what were they last year?
15-1? Yeah.
Pretty good football team.
Yeah.
So I know they've got a very good quarterback, and they do a lot of things well, and we're playing them at their place. So it's going to take a very good effort on the road for us to win, and it's a challenge, no question about it. And, you know, our players, I hope, are up for the challenge.
Coach, a pretty respected writer, Peter King, says he's hearing, I know you probably love rumors, he's hearing that there's some Cardinals interest in Bryant McKinnie. What about the Thursday trade deadline? Do you foresee the Cardinals making any moves by then?
Well, I don't know. What are you referring to here, Doug? Are you saying in general, or are you talking about a specific player?
I'm asking, I can only tell you what Peter King is saying. He is saying that he hears the Cardinals have some interest in the Ravens offensive tackle, Bryant McKinnie. I don't know the rules of the NFL well enough to know what kind of tampering rules you
right.
fall into.
That's where I was going with it. I can't talk about another player on another team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was asked that question today, and I said, we're always looking to get better. You know, we're looking to see what opportunities are there for our team, and that's nothing that's changed for us.
Wiz, thank you. We appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.